Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. I want to first thank my running friends for a great turnout for the Over the River and Through the Woods, which is part of the Capital Alert Race Series. We had about 300 runners at Northeast Delta Dental. We ran across 93 over the bridge, of course, and then into the woods, thus the tagline, Over the River and Through the Woods. So thank you, running friends. And we have three more races to go, the Capital City 10K and then the Bill Luddy 50th anniversary of the Bill Luddy Road Race in July. And we end at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic in July. Also want to thank all the folks from the Department of Insurance and other presenters. We had a great conference at Southern New Hampshire University on May 24th, and we were discussing what you can do about the spiraling cost of health care, as well as what may happen after the Affordable Care Act. One of the things about the radio show, it gives me, though, an opportunity to feature community partners, not-for-profits and other organizations that you may not have heard about, or you may have. So with me on this Memorial Day weekend is Jeff Allen and Angela Wiltz. Thank you, Jeff and Angela, for joining me this weekend. I know you're very busy on Memorial Day weekend, but thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
Great.
You, Tom.
And I know you're really busy. So we want to talk about the Cathedral of the Pines, but let's start, Jeff, with your background as well, and Angela, and then we'll get right into the Cathedral of the Pines, the history and so forth.
Well, I came to New Hampshire a long time ago to be a police officer in Nashua. While there, I finished my bachelor's at St. Anselm, went to law school, from there into the Navy JAG Corps, and then practiced law for about 20 more years in the southern New Hampshire area. From there into a professorship at Franklin Pierce. And in that capacity, I got asked to serve on the Board of Trustees for the Cathedral of the Pines. And I've been there now for about 5 years. And I consider it a sacred trust.
And I know you also served as a police commissioner. So thank you for all of your service. And it's probably really cool to be a professor at Franklin Pierce. And I'm sure I know how serious you take your work as chair of the Board of Trustees. So, Angela, tell us about yourself. So you're the marketing manager, and so here's the first test. So when you say Cathedral of the Pines, if you were in a crowded room, how many people would raise their hands and they would know what it is?
Well, we got two in this room.
All right. Let's go three. Yeah.
I just started on the marketing a little bit ago, and that's actually my purpose in life right now, is to get the Cathedral of the Pines to be a more well-known and statewide and nationally recognized war memorial. Right now, we're sort of focused on the Jaffrey Ringe area in the Monadnock region. And like I said, it's my passion project to get the world to know exactly what we are. And come on up.
Perfect. And I have this huge followership of radio listening audience, so this is great. I actually do. So you'll probably start getting calls on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. So this is Memorial Day weekend. So let's start with And then we'll circle back to the history of Cathedral of the Pines. But if one of you could explain the history and purpose of Memorial Day and the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, I always get that question. So let's start there, and then we'll work backwards.
Well, Memorial Day was a day specifically designated to honor America's war dead. It's not people who came home from the war. It's people who died on the battlefield. Veterans Day is for those who have served their nation and were fortunate enough to not pass away on the battlefield. Memorial Day is a very important holiday at the Cathedral of the Pines because it was all started because Dr. and Mrs. Sloan, who owned the property, their son Sandy, was shot down over Germany in World War II. And this was, it originated as a tribute to their fallen son.
Wow. So let's now circle back to your history. I mean, you have a degree in public relations, so you're in the perfect spot, and you've had some interesting, history. So let's talk about your background.
Well, part of the reason I came to the Cathedral of the Pines looking for a job was because I'm a history junkie. So each and every stone in that place sort of has its own story to tell. My background, most relevant background, would be working as a researcher for Glenn Beck. I worked for him when he was still at Fox, and later when he left Fox and started his own TV network, which, you know, originally was GBTV and has since changed to The Blaze. So I... most of those stories you saw on Fox where he was on the chalkboard, that would be me behind him working 16 hours the night before to make sure that he had his stories, you know, to talk about. I was a contributing researcher to his book Being George Washington, and focused on Benedict Arnold and the Newburgh crisis.
Nice. So that's a very cool background. So how are you enjoying New Hampshire?
Oh, I live here. I was yeah. actually doing this from my kitchen table for 3 years.
So. Wow. That's even better.
So I was a remote worker. But yeah, I was born and raised in New Hampshire and have lived elsewhere, Arizona, Boston for college, obviously, and down in Florida. But I always come back.
Cool. So let's get right to the mission and vision statement of the Cathedral of the Pines.
The Cathedral of the Pines, as I mentioned, was originally started by the Sloan family, Dr. and Mrs. Sloan. They owned the property in Ringe, and after Sandy was shot down and they got confirmation that he was killed in action, they decided to hold a service in the clearing on their property where Sandy had intended to build a home for his young wife and infant son at the time. When he didn't come home, Dr. Sloan was just a remarkable man, and he set about, they started off with the service where the entire community came to pay respects, but after that, he set about with, talk about passion project, turning it into a nationally recognized war memorial. And part of the mission also was to sort of help foster understanding across different religions and in an effort to sort of, you know, breed world peace from Little Ringe, New Hampshire.
And your website is cathedralofthepines, all one word, .org.
Yes.
cathedralofthepines.org. Now, of course, the family obviously, you know, left money to make this happen, but how else do you do other fundraising events to make sure that this is sustainable? This may be a question for you, Jeff.
We do some fundraising events. We have some contributors, which is really how we survive. Of course, there's boxes around the property. I just kind of want to go back a little to one of the things that happened before when Sanderson had chosen the site for where his home was going to be. They really didn't have any idea of what they had in terms of a view, because it was after the 38 hurricane that took down a lot of the pines that all of a sudden you had this spectacular view of Mount Monadnock. And if all the pines in the area are around, you have a panoramic view looking up and around Kearsarge Mountain and around toward Crotchet Mountain. It's a truly spectacular spot.
Now, I know you welcome all visitors, but tell us precisely where you are located. Right on a hilltop, I know.
Yep, we are in Ringe, as I mentioned, close to the Winchendon, Mass border. We up 202, 119. It depends on, you know, what direction you're coming from, but you take one of the highways and there's signs everywhere. So it's sort of close to the Jaffrey border, just little... up a hill.
Beautiful area. And if someone goes on the website, cathedralofthepines.org, are the business hours noted on that?
Yeah, we have business hours. I posted directions. I posted the daily weather. I handle the, obviously, because I'm marketing, I handle the website. So I have a widget for weather, directions, contact information, hours, and we, most importantly, have a list of our summer events that people can check out.
Nice. Now, you're also the home to... many historic monuments erected to honor fighting women and men. So tell us about that.
Well, the Altar of the Nations, we're actually at the 60th anniversary of congressional recognition as a national shrine of the Altar of the Nations, has stones that have been contributed from all of the presidents, from Truman. We do not have one from Trump yet. But all of the presidents have contributed. I, former Navy, look at some of the stones, and we now in our museum, which has just reopened, Has a list of stones from Admiral Halsey, Admiral Nimitz. We have a stone contributed from one of the rabbi chaplains from Iwo Jima. There are stones from every state.
Except Louisiana.
Well, Louisiana contributed. They say they don't have stones. What they contributed instead was a cannonball that was actually used in the War of 1812, in the last battle of the War of 1812.
Oh, wow.
And we have another cannonball that's from the Battle of Bennington in the Revolutionary War at the altar.
As long as you have the Battle of Bennington in there, that's good. Thank you. So why don't we, right after commercial break, we want to have the short audio clip of Empty Chair. So why don't you, and that we want to set the tone for the Memorial Day as well as your event, a celebration on or event on Tuesday, May 30th. So why don't you set the stage on what the Empty Chair clip is about, and when we return from commercial break, we'll play that.
This is a clip from a friend of mine who's a 26-year Navy veteran. He had gone to a parade last Memorial Day, you know, and participated in it, and they had an empty chair on the float, and he was very emotional about it, and he came home and he had a lot of thoughts, and you know, thankfully he put them all down and he created this clip that, again, as you said, it sets the tone for what Memorial Day is, rather than just backyard barbecues and fun time.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you know, that we make that clear. You know, we're not against family time and backyard barbecues, but we do have to remember what Memorial Day is all about. And also, when we return from that clip, I want you to describe your service and celebration on Tuesday, May 30th, and whether the public is invited. So please stay tuned. After commercial break, we'll go right to the clip, and then we'll return with more of our guests, Jeff Allen and Angela Wiltz from the Cathedral of the Pines. Please stay tuned.
The parade float was brightly decorated. Red, white, and blue bunting and banners welcomed us home. 19 chairs were lined on the deck, 9 back-to-back, and one solitary chair sitting on the very end of the float, elevated slightly on a blue carpeted platform. Black material draped across and down the seat of this chair in a somber fall, nearly touching the floor. The back of the seat was adorned with a simple red swath. An American flag was folded neatly and lay across the seat, while a boonie hat hung rakishly across the chair's back, suspended by a paracord string. It looked like mine, or maybe the veterans next to me. It could have belonged to any of almost 3 million of us, or to one of the more than 58,000 who never returned alive, or to one of the over 2,000 MIAs still unaccounted for. But to each of us, it belonged to someone we once knew. I sat on the last row nearest the empty chair, and I thought of the hundreds of thousands of Vietnam vets who made it back, but who never got a chance to sit on a float and have people applaud or salute. Those who died from war-related injuries or complications, never knowing so many people cared, or that anyone cared. I thought of my friend who died in an A6 intruder on a bombing mission just 2 days before the bombing was halted, and who now, with his co-pilot, rests amidst the twisted wreckage of his aircraft on the edge of a long-forgotten rice paddy in North Vietnam. I know the daughter of his co-pilot, and I know how hard she's tried to bring her father home. And I know the widow of my friend and how she was never been able to move beyond December 27th. 1972. So many ghosts occupy that empty chair, and they've waited so long to hear the music of a band welcoming them home.
That was very compelling. So, Jeff and Angela, what did that clip, the empty chair, what does it mean to you? And then let's talk about Tuesday, May 30th.
Well, for me, as I said, it sort of encapsulates everything that Memorial Day was intended to be. And, you know, I've listened to this dozens of times at this point, and I still get goosebumps. It's just a very emotional reminder of the people that we lost overseas who are fighting for our freedom.
Awesome. Jeff?
I agree. It's a powerful reminder of those that, and as Lincoln would have put it, gave the full measure of devotion.
Yep, that's a great quote from Lincoln. So tell us the outline of the Memorial Day service, which for the listening audience is, in this case, we're talking Tuesday, May 30th, and describe that. I know it begins at 4 o'clock, and there's a processional with the VA Honor Guard. But let's go from there so people know what to expect if they make their way out there.
Well, first off, I would invite people to come early. We have flower gardens. We have grounds that are really beautiful. We have a newly reopened museum that people have found very moving. And the service itself, again, we scheduled for 4 o'clock so that it would be more convenient for people to come because it's not on the actual federal holiday but on the original May 30th date, designated as Decoration Day and then Memorial Day, starting with a procession, Pledge of Allegiance, National Flag, or National Anthem, and we're going to do that empty chair recording, greetings, invocation. There's some patriotic hymns and songs that we will be singing. Our theme is going to be Lest We Forget, because we're really trying to bring back the emphasis that we recognize the debt that we all owe to our deceased veterans. We then have, and there are a lot of organizations that come, such as the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution. We have a lot of different veterans groups that come, a lot of different American Legion groups that come. And we have for a while, each of them would say a little brief piece, but we're returning back to what we used to do, where they will be given a carnation, and when that group is recognized, the Girl Scouts will take their carnation from that group and lay it on the altar of the nation in recognition of their memories of those that we have lost and that have gone past.
And you have the benediction, and then conclude with TAP. Sounds like a very compelling day. I probably can't leave there without some tears, I bet, right?
I would agree, and probably include me in that. It's a very, very moving ceremony. We will have a brief celebration also of the Altar of the Nations. There will be a reading of Dr. Sloan's letter that he sent to Congressman Perkins Bass regarding trying to get national recognition for the Altar of the Nations. And again, it was 60 years ago that recognition was passed unanimously by both houses of Congress.
Awesome. So the website, again, is cathedralofthepines.org. So it starts at 4, but since you do welcome everybody from the public from literally all over the world, so what time do you suggest people arrive so we can deal with parking and so forth?
3:30, I think.
Would do it?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Good. Now, you mentioned the stones and sort of doing the history here. It sounds like you had one unusual stone from Germany. Why don't you tell us what that one's all about?
Which one?
The one, I guess, though, was in the town where Sandy Sloan's plane was shot down.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Forgive us, there are thousands of Sloan stones.
Yeah, sure. But that one in particular caught my attention. So,
It was from Koblenz, Germany?
Correct.
Okay. In 1969, the mayor of that town made the special trip to the Cathedral of the Pines to present the stone from a 600-year-old bridge over the river Moselle there. The donation of the stone, accompanying service on October 14th, 1969, symbolized the cathedral's ideals of friendship, peace, and brotherhood. And goes back to what I was saying about the initial goal of Dr. Sloan when he started it, to foster understanding and peace.
Wow. And, of course, you also have a stone from Dwight Eisenhower from Omaha Beach in Normandy, and then most recently from President George W. Bush from the Pentagon following the attack on 9/11. So,
and we also have one from President Obama. It was donated last year. It was the it came from the Pearl Harbor. It's a lovely, lava stone from Pearl Harbor.
Nice. So So you have the whole spectrum of all the various wars that the United States has participated in. And so do you think there's sort of history, lack of history knowledge these days? I mean, I feel like I'm really connected, and in preparing for the show, I learned a lot. And so what do you think we can do? I think it's very important we understand our history and get people out to your neck of the woods. As former chair of the State Board of Education, it brings a smile to my face when I call this sort of real-life learning, real-life history. So do you have schools, buses that come visit you from time to time and things like that?
It's an initiative we've been working on, actually, from a couple of different angles. A lot of times they've been hesitant because on the altar we have a cross, which is Sanderson Sloan's memorial cross. And some of the public schools have been hesitant to come up because of that. And there's a misunderstanding, I think, because the cathedral is in the name, that we're a religious organization. We're not. We are a privately held 501c3 and officially a war memorial.
So that's where you, as marketing manager, we've got to get that word out, 501c3, so we can write donation, we can write some checks, tax deductible. If we go onto the website, cathedralofthepines.org, that information will be there, because I'm sure we sparked a lot of interest.
Speaking of interest, if you really want to come, there's another interesting thing that we haven't talked about, but we'll be celebrating its 50th anniversary in the end of the summer, is our Women's Memorial Bell Tower. It's the first monument in the United States specifically for women in the service, not necessarily enlisted women, but civilian women too, and what they contributed to the United States during wartime. And the plaques on it are designed by Norman Rockwell, and they were cast by his son Peter.
Wow, that is really cool. So as board chair, Jeff, how do you see the future? We obviously, one of the concerns, obviously, as board chair, you want to make sure that we have, sustainability, forever. So I'm sure you have some great colleagues that help you with visionary work and fundraising. But what do you see on the horizon?
I think most important is that we keep to our heritage of what we are supposed to be, and that's a place where we honor our deceased war dead. And most recently, we changed our mission a little to include not just war dead, but those that have passed in service. Most obviously would be police and fire. We're just starting on that, and that's one of the directions actually we want to go, so that we can have some more monuments and stones from those agencies that have lost people in service to their communities.
Being true to your mission and vision. Angel, would you explain again for the listening audience what Memorial Day really is all about? And then I'm going to make a comment on history, and then we'll conclude.
Okay. Memorial Day is a day for America to honor those who have given their life in pursuit of freedom for this country, in liberty. Freedom isn't free. I remember a song in first grade, freedom isn't free. And these men and women that we're trying to honor at the cathedral and on Memorial Day have given their lives to ensure the freedom for this country for future generations.
Well done. Thank you for explaining that. I mentioned early in the show that May 24th, I put on the Affordable Care Act kind of post-conference. And one of the things that we commented on is employer-sponsored benefits have been around since World War II, because when everybody was off fighting, they had to have wage freezes, so they had benefits. And I would say, many people in the audience didn't know that history. So that's why I'm a history buff, so I'm so glad that you were able to impart this. The empty chair clip was awesome. So the event is Tuesday, May 30th, beginning at 4 o'clock. Try to get there a little bit after 3, for parking. Cathedralofthepines.org. Jeff and Angela, thank you for joining me this Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for all you do for New Hampshire.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.